He has taken on board our views, and he's sympathetic towards the situation, and he understands it. And, you know, I have showed him copies of our insurance, and he knows. I have supplied him with pictures as well of the actual landing spot at Inishmurry, which is as safe as any other place in the world, much safer than Skellig-Michael, if you want to look at it that way. So we just have to wait and see. Now they're going back to Dublin to discuss it in Cabinet, and we'll see from that then what comes out of it. But we need to get this opened up now. We've made a number of different suggestions as to what might be useful to get it opened up and get it going again in the short term. Long term, if they want to spend money, that's fine, but it'll never be any different to what it is.
Are you confident? You've told me before that you've over 20 tours booked for the summer. Are you confident that you'll still get the go ahead with these now?
Well, I am pretty hopeful that they will do something, because the tours begins really with us in the 12th of May onwards, like, and they've been booked for a long time. So there's three there booked from sometime last October and one in December.
If this isn't sorted, will you go ahead with the tours?
Well, that I wouldn't like to answer just yet. It'll all depend on the risk, and I have to talk to my legal team about that.
Have you been told, would there be any prosecutions if you did carry on
we
tours?
Have. We have indeed, yeah. The letter stated it quite clearly, that we would be prosecuted, and there would be notifying the Gardaí and Grange to keep a watch for us, and that I would be arrested as being the owner of the boat. I think it's totally ridiculous, because I know it like the back of my hand. I've been there for 32 years. I've snorkeled it, I've dived it, and I can see no reason as to why they would try to block anybody from going to it.
Do you hope that common sense will prevail here then, Keith?
That's the big thing. We hope that common sense will prevail, and that's what it's basically down to. It's just that there is one surveyor along the line who doesn't agree with Inishmurry, never set foot on it, not mind anything else, and he just doesn't want us to be there.